ball is high, it is far, it is gone to win the game.
The Mets are on their way back.
World champions for the 27th time.
Home plate for all things Major League Baseball. This is the Nosebleeds Podcast on WFUV Sports.
Welcome back to Nosebleeds. I'm Sophia Smith, and I'm joined today by Kate Cox and Alex Diaz. And today we're talking a lot about our two New York teams. But first, I wanted to ask you guys how you're doing today. Kate, let's start with you, because I know you had a big day yesterday. It was your birthday, and you went to the NBA draft. So how was your day, and how are you doing?
It was great. I'm doing good. Definitely tired, but we have another night tonight, the second round of the draft, which I'm really excited for. It was an incredible day, literally best birthday ever. So very fun. I'm going to come in with some Mets knowledge, hopefully, because there's a lot going on there, as always.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Definitely didn't have a big birthday yesterday like you did, but just stayed at home, watched the Yankees, and yeah, had a good day, but glad to be here and talk about baseball with you guys.
I was at the Mets game last night covering the game, and it was delayed 10 minutes, and it just like actually dragged on forever. And I was lucky that my dad was in the city to bring me back to Jersey, because I would have had to make the 12 o'clock train and I would have gotten back until like 2. So worked out. But yeah, the Mets lost 9-6 last night. Soto was removed for left side back tightness, which Mendoza said after the game he's day to day as of right now. Never good to see him go down, and definitely a big part of the team. But yeah, so the biggest issue last night was Senga, and he has not been good since coming back from injury. They went down 5-0 early because of him, and just like his ERA is now 10.08, which can't happen. And they don't know, like Mendoza said, there's a lot of conversations that have to be had of the rotation, because I don't know if they're going to keep him in. Kate, do you want to weigh in on any of this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he gave up 7 runs in 3.2 innings, including 2 home runs. That is not where you want him to be. I think he came into this season and they were kind of rocky about him. Obviously, he had those injuries last year. But I think the pitching staff in general has been on this downhill spiral the last couple of weeks. Freddy Peralta started out a little bit stronger and is now kind of struggling a lot. And Christian Scott is going to pitch this weekend, but he was injured. So there's like a lot of injuries happening with this team. There's a lot of kind of like on and off. And they're trying to figure out how to keep moving, but also the fact that they're so bad right now is a huge thing. So I think they're also not trying to put too much strain on their players like Juan Soto. They're not going to put too much strain on him coming back so quickly. When is he going to make that big of an impact? Like, are they going to win games just because he's around? That's kind of the question. I think Lindor coming back is a great thing. He has been out since April 22nd, so out for 50 plus games, which is insane. His rehab assignment has been going well, and Mendoza has said that either today or tomorrow is his possible return, which is great for this team. Not only is Lindor a really strong player, both offensively and defensively, but he is a leader on this team. He has been on this team for a while. He's kind of, other than Soto, he is the person you think about when you think about the Mets. And he has been really strong for a really strong leadership veteran presence on this team. So I think him coming back is just going to bring the team together. But I think it's a hard place to be in when they're now on their third straight loss. They're going to play the Cubs again. Are they able to make any differences? I don't know. Also, like they could have won the game last night if the pitching staff didn't give up 9 runs. Like 6 runs is a good amount of runs to hit. And in the past, they've struggled with hitting in general. So, like their OPS is second to last in the MLB. Every hitting statistic, they are second to last or last in the MLB right now. Which, like, if you're gonna have a night where they're able to hit 6 runs, they're able to score 6 runs, like, and then you lose just because you gave up 3 more, that's just, I mean, that's the kind of season that the Mets are having. Like, it is just night after night, there's something that's just not clicking. Which, going into the season, we obviously thought this was going to be a great year for them. They added a lot of really key pieces, like Freddie Peralta and Bo Bichette. Bo Bichette has had shown signs of really great baseball, and then he'll come in the next day and he'll go 0-for-4, and you're kind of just like, what's happening? So this team really needs a revamp. I think injuries have contributed a lot to that. Luis Robert Jr. has just resumed full basketball activities. He was out for a while, and he's someone that was good on the batting end in the beginning of the season for the Mets. But I mean, Sophia, you've seen it in person too, but it's a hard game to watch when it just feels like every inning there's something that's just off, whether that's an error. Or it's, Senga giving up 7 runs in 3 innings, So I don't know. I guess you can add a little bit more, but it's a very disappointing season to watch from them.
It's also difficult when obviously Senga kind of digs them into this huge hole and then they can't get out of it until, because the Mets, I feel like Mendoza has said a lot post game that they have this resilience, and it is definitely true that they're able to fight their way back into games. But when the other side is giving up, is getting 9 runs, it's difficult to catch up to that extent. Like they scored, I think 4 runs or 3 runs last night in the ninth inning with 2 outs, because like it was 9-3. And then they made it 9-6, and Bichette had a 2-run homer. And it's like too little, too late. Like, where was this earlier? Because the offense, like you said, some nights it's not there, but some nights it is there. But it's just difficult for them to catch up when the pitching puts them in this, like, it's a rock and a hard place. Like, they just can't catch up. And that has to be really, like, mentally debilitating for a team like this. It has to mess with their psyche a lot, because it's like, even when they do try, it still doesn't feel like enough. And there's always something, like you said, there's always something that's not reaching that standard and it's not letting them win. And yeah, Senga, it's just really difficult because he was supposed to be their ace. Like you thought at a time that he was going to be a turning point for this team and like be that guy in the pitching lineup. But yeah, just. I've been to a lot of Mets games this season, and I don't think I've seen them win very much, which that says something. It's difficult, definitely difficult.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I think.
go ahead.
Sorry. I was gonna say, I think the one Mets game I was at, they beat the Yankees. So I've seen them win, but I think a lot of their problem, and you talked a little bit about it, is the pitching staff giving up a lot of runs early. And I think that already you're sitting at a disadvantage, and your hitters are walking up to the plate for the first time in the first inning already losing. So that doesn't really set up for like a really good really good way to play a game. And I think part of that also is your starters really aren't giving you length. I think you look at, we'll talk about them later, but I think you look at a team with the Yankees where the injuries took a lot of their players out, but their starting pitchers kept them in that. And the Mets feels like kind of the opposite. I feel like they've been hit with the injuries, and then your pitchers kind of aren't really being that anchor and holding your team in place and saying, like, almost putting the team on your back and saying, look, I'll give you six and we're gonna go into it like 1-1 at like going into the seventh, right? Like, that's You'd rather see that out of them, but you're not seeing that. And I think that sucks to see when you see the Mets play, because I think they have the offense to be a legitimate team and to be one of the better teams in this league. But I think the guys have kind of said the pitching is keeping them out of it.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about the pitching too, they brought in Freddy Peralta. He's on a large contract, and he was supposed to be their ace this year, considering the injuries they've had with some of their other players, and having some players come back like Clay Holmes this year, who's kind of like up in the air. Freddy Peralta came in, was supposed to be their ace. So far this season, he's 5-6 with a 4.83 ERA. That is not what you want out of your ace. And then on the other side, like, there is nobody on this team that is batting over 300. Like, everyone's under 300. And that is, when you have those two stats at the same time, like, you're never going to succeed, unfortunately. There's just like a lot of things that aren't going right now. And that is just like, to put it plainly, that is the Mets season this year, is just different things are not going right.
Yeah, no, totally. Is there anything that you guys have liked through the first however many months of the season that we're at right now? Like, is there anything positive? I mean, obviously Soto has to be a bright spot, but what comes to mind?
Yeah, I mean, my bright spots are going to be Soto and Lindor. When they're healthy, I mean, the beginning of the season, they came in and they were fantastic. Lindor started a little bit slow, but he was doing great defensively. And I mean, Soto was out for a while due to that injury, and he came back from the injury and he was performing just as well as he was before the injury. And so I feel like those two are my bright spots. I'm super excited to have Lindor back because I think that brings just a different level of Mets baseball. But yeah, I mean, like Soto's out for a bunch of games and he has the second highest OPS. And he's got 17 home runs already and he was out for almost half the season. So like he is killing it so far. So he's definitely a bright spot. If he is day to day, that's concerning. But having Lindor come back, like those are my two bright spots. I think they're great offensively and they're just like such a good duo, like back-to-back hitting duo. So that would be my bright spot that I think if they can start making some movement, hopefully that can carry off to the rest of the lineup.
Yeah, I think I have two here. First, Christian Scott before getting injured, 3.1 ERA. I think he was huge. I think he said he'll be back this weekend, I
Yes.
think, right? So I think that'll be huge for the Mets to kind of get somebody like that back that could at least settle down, give some length, kind of relieve that bullpen. And then that kind of goes into my second one. I think the Mets bullpen this year has been pretty strong considering how much they've been used. I think we talked a little bit about the starters going out early, so that's a lot more pressure on the bullpen. Devin Williams, I think, as well as Luke Weaver and Brosnan have been pretty solid, maybe not dominant, but I think they've become to be people that you could rely on down the stretch to kind of keep games close. At this point, it's not, I don't know if this is the wrong thing to say. It's not about winning at this point, it's about staying in games and kind of getting through this season. But I think you could probably see them become even more solid down the stretch here as they kind of begin to get even more used to the role that they're in, and hopefully you get some more hopefully you get longer starts from your starters to kind of give them some relief. But I think they've definitely been people to watch.
Yeah, for sure. I have to agree with both of you guys. I would definitely say Soto coming back from injury and being as good as he always has been really nice to see. And the Mets definitely need a guy like that. And then also the bullpen, Perez came in last night after Senga gave up 7 runs, and Perez held his own, didn't give up a run, and that's what you want to see from your bullpen. So now, if as long as you guys are ready to transition, I think we should start talking about the other New York team, the Yankees. They won 4-3 last night against Detroit, and they finished the series tonight, going for the rubber match. So before last night, Detroit was on a 4-game win streak, and the Yankees were on a 3-game losing streak, which were both broken. And the Yankees came back from down 2-0. Nice to see the Yankees get a win in. They've been, as I said, they were on a 3-game losing streak, struggling a little bit. But overall, it's been a good season for the Yankees despite all the injuries. And I want to talk first about Gerrit Cole because he had a rough outing on Monday, allowing 5 runs on 9 hits through 4.1 innings. It was his worst outing since coming back from the IL. And I mean, I don't think that it's anything to be concerning about. Every pitcher is going to have a rough outing every once in a while. But what have you guys seen from him through being back from injury?
Yeah, I think he's been probably one of the people that you wanted to get back the most. I think a lot of his starts, the stuff's been there. Maybe not the strikeouts, but his pitches are moving the way that they were before he went and had Tommy John surgery. I think the start the other day was kind of just a, I'm still not sure why he didn't just start Sunday like he was supposed to. I think an extra day's rest sometimes messes with that a little bit. He said he was ready to go Sunday, so that might have played a part of it. I think that game, there's kind of a couple of plays that I think could have been made that might have changed the outcome of that, how long he lasted in that one. I think Cole, though, has kind of been a dominant energy back. He doesn't have to go out there and give you 12 strikeouts as long as he's out there. And he's a Gerrit Cole that can give you 6 innings every night. I think that's exactly what you could ask from him. I think we're still going to see him get roughed up a little bit just because he's still coming back from such a major injury. But so far, I don't think any of his struggles per se are something to be worried about right now.
Yeah, I mean, he had 12 strikeouts in his first few starts, and below a 3 ERA, which is always good to see. I mean, I feel like once he's fully healthy, that's like changes the landscape of the Yankees so much and makes them a much stronger team overall. I don't think the Yankees are lacking at all when it comes to pitching. They've got the second highest ERA in the MLB with a 3.37. So they're definitely not, it's not like they're missing a key piece with him, but having him come back is definitely not only great pitching wise, but he's also been a leader on the team, especially pitching wise. So I think it'll be good for him to kind of get back in the flow. It takes pitchers a while to get used to pitching again and throwing again after Tommy John surgery. So for him to be doing as well as he has so far, is like a very good sign for what's to come from him. So I think Yankees fans should be very excited for his full return.
Yeah, and he's obviously like also a huge fan favorite. Like when I was there for his first game back, it was like the Messiah had come back. Like it was literally, I mean, they didn't end up winning the game, but you can feel how much Cole is loved by the fans, and also obviously such a team presence and an important guy in the clubhouse. So definitely really exciting to have him back. Another thing that happened this week was the Jazz Chisholm lollipop incident. He played an inning with a lollipop in his mouth. And Boone said after the game that that pisses him off. I just thought this was funny. I like, and then Chisholm was asked about it, and he was like, "We're gonna keep that in house. Like, I don't want to talk about it." I just thought it was funny. Like, and what was funniest to me was because I was literally thinking about how I wanted a lollipop, and then I saw that he had a lollipop in his mouth, and I was like, "You know what? That's my
And he
son.
was
I
like
guess I have to
holding
get him
up
one."
the box. So funny.
Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
I just think it's interesting that that was the Boone comment, was that he was mad about that, but there were like errors and other stuff, and that's not a problem, but it's the lollipop that does it for him, so.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're playing well and hitting well, you are allowed to have a lollipop in your mouth.
Right. Because then.
I just thought it was funny because he obviously had that two-run home run. Like,
No, yeah.
so it's like, I
Yeah,
don't think you can be mad
yesterday.
at the guy with the lollipop if he's performing well for your team.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yesterday he helped the Yankees in their 4-3 win at a home
Yeah.
run. So,
Yeah.
yeah, that was just really funny. The defense was really good in the game last night after like it's been kind of sloppy. So that was really good. As I said, there's a lot of injuries, no Judge, Grisham, or Stanton still. But I think Grisham's coming back soon. But that's definitely been a dent in the Yankees. But I mean, the pitching has held up for them, as you said, Alex, about like how they're able to just get through it because they have a good pitching staff. I've been like very happy with the games that I've been at for the Yankees this season. They're doing a lot of things right, and I'm happy. But if you guys have anything to talk about with the injuries and how they're whole like how everyone's holding up.
Yeah, I think the Yankees this year have done a good job of kind of stepping up in places that you wouldn't or weren't expecting to play. Like, for example, a player like Paul Goldschmidt, who is kind of brought back to be one of those people off the bench, maybe played once every 5 days. Now he's kind of become like the starting first baseman, starting DH. He's been a lineup every day. He's hitting .293, and I think that that's something that's been huge for them. You have Ben Rice, who struggled a bit after the hand injury at first. You never really wanted to put him back there full time. So to be able to have somebody like Paul Goldschmidt, who takes the pressure off of that and brings such a veteran presence to the Yankees, I think has been huge. I also think Cody Bellinger has kind of justified his contract. I think there's a lot of questions surrounding why the Yankees made the decision they did in bringing him back. But he's kind of shown everybody why he belongs in pinstripes. I think he loves it as well. And especially from the defensive end, I feel like they've kind of made their outfield around him now. They wanted Jason Dominguez to go play right field so that Cody Bellinger can be the best left fielder that he can be. So we've kind of seen the pieces start to move. I think Spencer Jones coming up has done a really good job in this second stint. Maybe the first time he was up was a bit rocky, but this time it's kind of settled into the player that I think a lot of people know he can be, especially from the like defensive end. I also think Jose Caballero has done a very good job playing everywhere the Yankees have asked him. I think his outfield, left field struggles have been kind of a bit unnoticed, but I think it's hard to fault a guy who that's not his primary position, and you think he's probably a better infielder than outfielder. But the Yankees, my only concern with the Yankees is sometimes they get too reliant on hitting home runs, and I think halfway the earlier in the season, they did a good job of not relying too much on that. They had really good situational hitting. It was singles, it was doubles. The past week or so, I think they've been a little too reliant on the home run. I don't think they've been as aggressive in counts, but that could all change. That could just be the pitchers they were facing. But they're in a good spot, and I think they're due to have key players come back soon.
Yeah, I also think with Aaron Judge being out, there's been a huge conversation around like how is this team going to be affected? And I talked about this last year when we were talking about the MVP conversation, because there was obviously the debate between him and Cal, and I think we kind of all agreed that this team is fine without Aaron Judge. They have so many strong pieces and so many things that fit so well together that there isn't that Aaron Judge is not the only thing that this team needs. Obviously, he's had a decent year so far, probably not the best when you look at his numbers, but he's also obviously a big leader for the team. That's probably his primary role, but when it comes down to hitting, they're not lacking without him. And they're very in a great spot to continue this season. He's going to be out for a while, probably until August, maybe longer. They're going to reevaluate him in the middle of July. But I think he's just like I consider him to be the cherry on top for the Yankees. He can add a lot to the Yankees, but he's never taking anything away. He has a lot to offer, but this team is so stacked and has so much going for them, that I don't think they need to be worried about, especially his injury at all. I think it'll be nice to have some other pieces back, like Stanton back and Grisham, hopefully, just to kind of fill some holes. And of course, you want to have Fried back because that helps you a lot with your starting lineup. But it also is just like very clear that there are some injuries with the Yankees, but their team is just so good overall. And so a few injuries are not going to make a huge impact on them, which from their team standpoint, like that's fantastic that they have built such a strong core and such a strong team, both pitching and hitting wise, where they are able to win games without some of their like most important pieces on paper.
No, yeah. And I do think that it's like you said, I'm always going to be a proponent for Judge to win the MVP because obviously. But it is interesting how every time like they're in the playoffs, it's never really Aaron Judge who's the one stepping up and having that like comeback moment or like big moment or being that clutch player, and you know, it can be Volpe or anyone else. And like I think that just shows the depth of their lineup and how it is true that Aaron Judge is not like the like they're not lost without him.
Yeah. Ben Rice
But
might be MVP this year.
you know, I would love
If he keeps it
that.
up, he
Well,
is.
I was
Oh, he's not even going to be starting at the All-Star game at this point.
like, which is crazy.
Because Vlad and his four homers have a whole country behind him.
Insane.
Yeah, I was
Insane.
gonna ask you guys next. Predictions for the All-Star game. The All-Star game is July 14th. Mets and Yankees, do you guys have predictions? I know that the Yankees are campaigning for Ben Rice, as we're talking about. Does he make it? Who else do you guys have in the mix?
Yeah, I think he makes it. I just don't think he'll be the starting first baseman just because of the fan vote. Do I think he should be?
Which is
Like, yeah, if you look
crazy.
at his numbers, yeah. But the fan votes kind of put him in that situation. I think Cody Bellinger will probably start in the outfield. I don't know if that's crazy to say, just because I think right now he was four or something and Judge was one. So Judge obviously isn't playing in the All-Star game. So I think maybe he gets that starting nod. But I don't know who else.
I think that's it.
Well, Kim Schlittler, if you go pitching side.
And Stanton's got votes, but I don't think he's gonna be back in time.
Yeah.
I think he was still like fourth, so I don't know that he would go anyway, but maybe just to stand there, like wave to some people.
Ben Rice not starting is crazy to me. But mind you, like Guerrero has like 600,000 more votes. So like it's not even close. But it's insane because when you look at the numbers, like Rice is so much better. Like
No, it
that
doesn't
could
make
be,
any
he
sense.
could be the AL MVP this year, which is crazy. I think Chisholm is also in there for second base, but he's like fourth in voting, so
Yeah. I think yeah. I mean, I think that Ben Rice makes it, but hope he's in the starting lineup. It would be like you said, his numbers are out of this world, and didn't really expect this from Ben Rice this season. I'm not gonna lie, like he's definitely exceeding expectations. But yeah, the All-Star game is July 14th, as I said, and I think that's gonna do it from us today. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Nosebleeds. I'm Sophia Smith, and I was joined today by Kate Cox and Alex Diaz. This has been a production of WFUV Sports. Have a good day, everyone.